Yo, Hogwan, you own the Fresh Fuse podcast. Yo, hold a bit.
Welcome to this podcast.
Hey, yo, bust that beat. You own the Fresh Fuse podcast, and I am your host, Annie Desmond, and I will be giving you insight on Burna Boy's 7th studio album, I Took Them. So without further ado, stay tuned. Let's get down into the details. Yo. So the first track of the album is really just a mid intro and nothing really that in depth compared to what follows from track number 2 to 15. So this is a 15 track project, and it was released on August 24, 2023, and let's give you the rundown of this 41 minutes and 35 second long project. Yo, so on track number 2 we have the song Normal, which is cool and groovy. That is just the definition of this tune. At number 3 we have a sweet and relaxing song in On Form. It's just so sweet and relaxing, just that tune you listen to on the beach and it's just relaxing, man. So at track number 4 we have Sitting on the Top of the World featuring 21 Savage. Gives old school hip hop vibe fused to afro beat. 21 Savage was smooth with the flow, and big ups 21, flow so smooth, like gives that mashup. Yeah, gives the mashup of the old and the new, like old hip-hop and the new afro beat, you get me? So gives that classic vibe. Yo, so at number 5 we have Tested, Approved and Entrusted. It gives a Burna Boy vibes, the classic Burna vibes. Reminds me of the old Burna Boy, the kind of vibe he gave back in the day from the Denga Post, kind of, you know. So if you listen to Burna Boy in the early days, you get what I'm saying perfectly. At track number 6 we've got Cheat On Me featuring Dave, yeah, Sant and Dave. So classic Dave and Burna chemistry, just like On Location, the hit single. Dave on point with the lyrics as always, and it's a smooth song, and this one is going to be on repeat, especially for the man them in the UK and other European countries as well. So this one is locked on, UK location secured as ever. At number 7 we have Virgil. The song Virgil, tribute to Virgil Abloh, American fashion icon who passed on in 2021. He was a friend with Burna, and this track is mainly spoken words. Yeah, just positive spoken words. And rest in power, Virgil, forever in our hearts. At number 8 we have Big 7. Big 7 is a track where Lua Burna hypes himself up, talking about him being the ghetto gospel preacher, which translates to him being the voice of his generation. The song is smooth and has a rich and catchy rhythm, especially the hook. The song was well crafted, I must confess. The producers did so much justice on that song, and big ups to the production team behind the song Big 7. At number 9, this is one of the smoothest I can say this is one of the smoothest, the best for me is one of the best actually for me. It feels very authentic. The lyrics are playful and catchy. The normal Afrobeat kind of vibe. Yo, the hook got me here as well. It's also very melodious, I must say. Like, I'm trying to make a melody of my voice, you know. It's very melodious, the play. So keep an eye on that one. That's a start mark. So keep an eye on the play. At number 10, yo, this is my personal favorite. Oh my, ja, the beat kills, and that intro by Jay Hoss introduces you to this gem. Oof. This is also the social media favorite, as it is big on the Tik and Talking app. That's TikTok, you know. So already big, thanks to the viral snapper days before the project. Yeah, the viral snapper burner dropped days before the project. I told them dropped. Yeah, the tune screams positivity, like togetherness, and that. Oof. It brings, it's a tune to bring you together with friends, you know. It's the tune is just positivity, man. Yeah, positivity. At number 11, we've got Giza featuring Shay Vibes. That is number 11. This one is the best, I'm sure, the best for most people. Shay keep this one. I haven't been this impressed with Shay Vibes. This is mad tune, fam. And 100, this is gonna be the club favorite. I think Shay killed Burna on this tune. Yeah, Burna was smooth still. No shade in Daniel Rego's tweet voice. I don't know. I said tweet. Sorry, X vibes. Elon Musk, no key person. The X thing, yeah. Twitter to X. Lo. So at number 12, we've got the just spoken words, you know, with the RZA affirmation, you know. So just spoken words. At number 13, we've got If I'm Lying. Yo, very soulful, very very soulful song. It's gonna be an evergreen song. It's very thoughtful song as well. And I think this is the one where Burna took his time, like was just down, like very calm. This song was must have been made in a place of reflection, sober state, you know, that kind of vibe. Yup. At number 14, we've got Thanks featuring Codename J. Cole. Yeah, for the tune, don't be too quick to judge. Listen more at the ones you understand that I mean, you understand where I'll be coming from, what I'm gonna be saying next. Actually, I mean, J. Cole is smooth and cool as always though. This song is good, but I expected more. Personally, overall, it's a great tune, but I expected more from this tune, because I was so hyped. I was so hyped for this tune, man. But it felt just a bit below my expectation, I won't lie. And I expected more, and didn't just meet my expectation, I must confess. Overall, it's a great tune, but for the expectation I had, not that much. At track number 15, which is the last song on the project, Yo Taliban 2, previously dropped. This is a banger, as you lot know, Brian Baron, I killed this tune. Did I call that name right, man? Tune, God, Burna, still good. Big ups to Odogwu. Overall, the album has been the perfect blend for everyone. Yeah, the album has been the perfect blend for everyone. You have to have a song you love on this project, hence the corresponding rating. Yeah, so up next is a corresponding rating for this project. Drum roll. Burna Boy 7 studio album. I told them it's rated 8.5. Yo, the Fresh Fused Music Review rates Burna's 7 studio album 8.5. I believe it will smash records, and it's gonna be a great outing for Oluwa. And I believe he's going to do a lot of chaos with the charts, you know. So fingers crossed, let's see what happens, man. Let's see. Months from now, we'll see what Oluwa does with the records for I Told Them. And thanks for listening. Make sure you follow Fresh Fused on Instagram and all platform. Yo, you're listening to our podcast. It's available on all platform, from Spotify to Apple Podcast, AudioMag, Boomplay, Google Podcast, and more. Make sure you subscribe, hit the subscribe or follow button wherever you listen. If you listen on Apple Pod, if you listen on Spotify, Boomplay, AudioMag, Google, Amazon, wherever you're listening to this pod, please drop a comment with your own rating and give us a like, a follow, a good rating as well. Man, thank you. Stay blessed and fresh. Catch me on the next episode of Fresh Fused Podcast. I'm your host, Amy Desmond. And for now, it's what? It's goodbye, my G. Stay blessed, stay fly. Yo, you know what, go on. Peace out.